This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
Mala, something we outside bring me in. That's the chetimtzum for the Mishkan. So the tzimtzum is a chreach of to be there before the Zahara, and the onan is needed before there could be R and so on. I want to talk a little bit about the matzav that we're in. I want to be mesiachis not to the matzav gashmi, but to the matzav ruchni. There was tkufis when there were a lot of great difficulties in Yiddishkeit, in shmiras mitzvahs, in ruchos. And there was, you know, our history of the last 200 years is full with tremendous nesiyonos. Baruch Hashem, today, everything is al atzad hayoyse toif. I know the internet is terrible, this is terrible, that's terrible. Atzad hayoyse toif. A person wants to sit and learn, it's paved. It's exactly, the mahalach is there. How many years he learns here, how many years he learns here, how many years he spends there, how many years he goes there, who supports what, who gives what. Everything is laid out wonderfully well. That's a matziv that is not conducive for steiging, for growing. It's conducive for learning sugyas. It's nice. It's good. But a person who's content with whatever he can put in his pockets, that's enough for him. So that's fine. If a person thinks that ruchnius is whatever I can, you know, cut and dry and put down and, you know, be misader in the boxes I have, is unfortunately mafkia ruchnius. If ruchnius is that which I'm master over and that which I can, you know, sort of package neatly and do this and that and the other thing, then the pshat is it's worse than the person who doesn't have anything. The person who doesn't have anything at least has a hargasha that he has a kli. So at least the kli could be filled. But when our sense of the Bansham is, you know, a routine. Understanding a little bit the dynamics of tkufis, that tkufis when there are crashes, economic crashes, that tkufis, no one knows where this tkufis is going to go. I mean, we're worried now about the health, but in many, many other areas, yeshivas are disbanded. Financially, things are tremendously precarious, and today everything's tied together. There's no knowing what will be afterwards. And for the first time, we don't know. We really don't know. And what's going on? No one knows. But we can't live with no one knowing. But maybe no one knowing is a good matzav. All of a sudden, we don't know. We don't understand. It's something which is mafkia from us. It allows us an onan. If the Beis Hamikdash is a place very defined in Yerushalayim with a big plaque on it, who donated it, and an entrance for VIPs, and a place for gaboyim and mashbakim and tickets and everything like that, that's for balabativing it. It's taking it and making it balabatish. There was Gedolei Baal Avoda, the Beis Yisrael, who reestablished really a certain genre of chassidus, poilus chassidus. His kapeda was that nothing be mesuda. His moises were totally unmesuda. You had to fight to get a bed, you had to fight this, after this, that, the other thing, totally not Mesudah. It had certain drawbacks, obviously, that it created certain problems. But there was a nekuda, a kav of avoid in that. And that kav was balabatishkeit. Balabatishkeit in the sense where everything is Mesudah, everything is boxed, you feel master over it, is a hafgah from avoidah. If the Beis Hamikdash stands with no anonym and it's a pretty binyan that can be photographed and packaged and given and so on, then you don't have it. If a person stands in a time when that cave is full, and he says, ah, Baruch Hashem, Chob Zecha Egin HaYamale, I have it. Here's the yam. Of course, it's not as big, it's not as nice, it's not as good, but Baruch Hashem, it's a little yamale over here. Then the pshat is the person is missing. A person who has a sense of control. You know, avada, it's all called Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Baruch Hashem, we've set it up and it's we've really hedged ourselves and mesudah and so on and so forth. I'm talking about nafshis, what a person feels. I'm not saying the lip service we always give, but nafshis and even ruchnias. Baruch Hashem, today they'll go in here, they'll go there, this, they'll do this, they'll do that, and everything is mesudah. Then the pshat is, we don't get what the yam is. Akash Baruch is a tkufa, and only he knows what the tkufa is, where it's going to, what it is. A tkufa that tells us, it enforces on us that, you know what? We have no clue to what the yam is. We don't know. And any little cave, no matter how big the cave is, it's nothing. It has no shaykhus to yam. If a person dehares that, then he might have a shaykhus to yam. Then when the water comes in, the person says, ah, zeichel yam. This is a taste of the yam. That's all it is. It's not the dimension of yam. It's not the yam. But I have now a stronger tefis of what it is. That's where Ashras Hashkin is possible. People constantly have the sense of the number one question or issues. We don't feel it. We don't sense it. We don't feel the Elokim b'kirbeinu. And the answer is yes, because as long as the b'kirbeinu is boxed in, no matter how many trappings it has, that's mafkiet. Ochein ata keil mistate is the mitzias Ribbono Shelam. Ribbono Shelam is always to be found behind the anan. It's the answer to the question that I don't have an answer to. It's the madrega that I'm short of. It's the havana and the tfisa that I don't quite have. That's what Ribbono Shelam is. Anything that I have is nice, so long as I understand it as be'etzem just being a hemshich to something else. Be'ez Hashem, if we get an understanding and sense what the onan is, then be'ez Hashem, there's a makom for the ha'ara, for the amud or to be halan. If we deher the choshech, so even during the day when it's oir outside, but if we deher the onan, then there's a makom to break through the onan and to deher the ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem, in terms of our personal avoda, in terms of Klal Yisrael's avoda, we should be able to be zeicher. Now that there's an onan on it, now that it's mole onan, there's makom now for a shvil to break through the onan and to give us ha'ara once again. Shabbos.